This episode is brought to you by Disney+.
If you're loving the new original series Rivals, then Rivals, the official podcast, is a must listen.
Hosted by the brilliant Pandora Sykes, this is your go-to for exclusive insights into how the steamy world of Rivals came to your screen.
Pandora dives into the juiciest moments and sauciest scenes alongside the creative masterminds behind Rivals, from executive producer Dominic Treadwell Collins to actors Danny Dyer and Emily Attek.
Listen to Rivals, the official podcast, but make sure you've streamed Rivals on Disney Plus first. You can't escape spoilers. Rivals, an original new series now streaming exclusively on Disney Plus.
Copyright 2024, Disney and its related entities, 18 plus subscription required. Learn more at DisneyPlus.com.
Who can I talk to?
Can anyone relate to what I'm going through?
Who else understands what it's like to have cancer?
Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer with people you know. You just want to talk with someone who knows how you feel. Open 24/7, Macmillan Cancer Support's online community is a safe space to connect with people who understand what it's like to have cancer. It's free to use and anonymous. From day one, whatever you need to get off your chest, community members are available day and night to offer support on the online forum. Talk openly and honestly with people who've been there too. You're not in this alone. We're here to help. To join, search Macmillan Online Community.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show. Can I ask you a question? This whole holding your knife and fork thing and never letting them go or never switching, I thought you were supposed to grab the fork. The knife is on your right hand side, so you pick up the knife with your right, you pick up the fork with your left, then you cut, you hold the fork over whatever you're cutting, cut with your right, then you put the knife down, and then you take the fork with your right hand, and then you eat.
I've always done.
But that's what I thought you were supposed to do.
It's very American, but like in Europe, the real sophisticated way is, I think you do keep it on the left, and then when you eat from the left, you take the fork. The fork is, you sort of go down with the fork in your left hand, and then you sort of bring it up. Like, it's like knife is cutting on the right hand, and then you put it down, and you put the fork into your right hand, and you sort of hold it. I don't have an implement here, but like you hold it, it comes in perpendicular to your face like this, right? But like when you do it,
show me again. Show me again. It comes perpendicular.
Like
to your
fork would come in like this to your mouth, right? Like you pick it up and like it's coming in
with your left hand.
Come with your right hand. This is my right hand that I'm using, and so it would come in like this. I'm using my readers now to represent a fork. Here, this is my fork. You come in like this. It's like a line going across your face. But when you keep it in your left hand, you stab it with the left hand, and then you kind of like bring it up almost like vertically against your face and eat it like that. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay. So then,
is it actually interesting?
It's etiquette. So how interesting can it be? But I was just curious because I thought someone just taught me the other way fairly recently, and I think it was a Housewives show actually. So I thought I got classified, but I didn't. So I'm just upset with myself that I've been so gauche this whole time.
Well, like American etiquette is like
Baja Fresh think of me.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're talking about British etiquette. So this is like the big leagues. I am so caffeinated. I'm having the best time today. This episode is so good. So now the lady goes away to go talk shit with all her friends about like these stupid Americans that I had to actually teach, quote unquote, teach if they were capable of ever learning anything. So she goes off and Heather's like, all right, I would like to air some grievances, but I don't want to say that I want to air some grievances. So instead, let's go around the table and everyone pick their best and worst part of the day and get the ball rolling on that front. Thank you very much.
Oh, you mean the pit and the peak?
I thought it was the pit and the peach.
Or like Rose and Thorn is like classic Bravo analogy. I hate the pit and the pit and the peak. You know what I hate about pit and peak?
What?
It should be peak and valley, not pit and peak. I hate that Gina says pit.
Yeah, peak and valley. I think she means to say the peach and pit, peach or the pit. What was your peach and what was the pit, right? I don't think it's maybe. Peach and, well, I mean, whatever.
Either way, whatever it is, I hate.
Spelled backwards or some shit.
I know, I hate pit and peak. Peak, and what was your peak and what was your valley? Or Rose and Thorn. That is the Andy Cohen method.
That's the classic. Yeah, the Rose and Thorn, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next?
So Jeannie goes, well, okay, well, my pit was definitely having to wake up early because I had to help Emily Cohen.
And Emily goes, wait, that was the pit?
Yeah, because, like, I would have rather slept. And, you know, and my peak was seeing the girls, seeing the daughters. That was really nice.
So Gina, since she's going first, she doesn't realize how pity her pit can be. She doesn't realize that she's allowed to say, my pit was learning that you talk shit about me and that you mentioned this shit and that you violated me as a friend. So she's trying to keep it nice and cute to start it off.
Yeah.
She's like, my pit with that hot dog, not getting to eat it all. It looks so good. Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog.
So then we go to unseen. We go to Tamara saying,
you know, I think the fun part was today when we had caviar. That was so fun. Then I tried to ruin Katie's life. And then I swung back around and tried to ruin Katie's daughter's life too. That was so fun.
How was Gina's? Why? Wait, did Gina even say what her peak was? Oh, seeing the girls. Oh, yeah, sorry.
And then my pit is probably having Jen come to my room and yell at me about something that Shannon provoked.
And Shannon's like, Tamara, you know what, Tamara? I am done with your lies and I'm not explaining. Oh, God, I gotta poop. I really gotta poop. It won't come though. Oh, why do we even bother sitting?
It's not a lie. You're a liar. I have a lot of text messages. No, you called me and you asked me. You're lying. You're a liar. And you're a drunk.
I was like, this is turning into Arrested Development, right? Like, speaking of Julie Louis-Dreyfus, like, literally it was the Julie Louis-Dreyfus episode, but I think it was, where Lucille and Oscar were yelling at each other and Lucille's like, you're high. You're drunk. And that's what these two are doing right here.
Oh, sounds you're like Christmas at my house. Jeez. So Tamara's like, you don't remember anything you say. You're drunk. And Jen goes, that is so tacky, Tamara. That is so tacky to say to somebody when they're sober. You should wait until she's drunk to say that. And Gina's like, you know, you got to stop with the alcohol thing. It's her journey. She's walking a very unstraight line on it. And that's it. You know, oh, my God. Her journey just crashed into a house. Shannon, are you okay?
You know what? Could you just stop bringing up the alcohol? She's on her own journey. She's going to get from point A to point B to point C. Although in her case, she has to recite it backwards. But you know what I'm saying here.
Shannon's like, can you stop, Tamara? Why are you believing stupid drunky drunk over there?
Shannon's like, you know what? Because in the time that I've known Shannon, she's shown me more of a friendship than you have. And if I want to be left alone, I want you to leave me alone. I want you to leave Ryan alone. I want you to even drop the menu. You don't even deserve the menu. Leave the menu alone, Tamara. How dare you, Tamara?
And I don't even want you to order a special because guess what? You're not special. Okay, all right, you need to settle it down. You know what, 10 years ago, I had a conversation. Tamara, have you said anything about Ryan this year? Have you talked about him being a bookie? Have you talked about a Ponzi scheme? You better fucking shut your mouth. Like,
oh, yeah, how come? What's he gonna do? Put a hit on me?
Which kind of goes to prove that Tamara doesn't believe anything she's saying, because that is a legit fear, isn't it? I mean, I don't think you should be coming after bookies like that.
I have no idea, but the fact that this is that it is a legit fear, again, supporting my thesis, this is one of the messiest episodes. We went from like, whose side are you on, an 8-year-old or 19-year-old, to like, hey, be careful what you say because her boyfriend may kill you. By the way, I want to give a belated, I have to give belated props to Gina. I come down so hard on Gina all the time. I'm so mean to Gina. But I thought it was actually really cool that she told Tamara, you know what, you got to stop talking about the alcohol because it's not right. Because you know what, she was absolutely correct about that. It is, it's really fucked up that Tamara keeps on doing that. Like, it's not, it's really not right. And it was cool that Gina stood up in that moment.
And even when she talked to us, she's like, whatever, I just said it one time. I barely even told her an alcoholic. Oh, you're so full of shit. So then Heather's like, you are not doing yourselves any favor by talking like that, Tamara. And she's like,
I apologize to Jen earlier, okay? I'm sorry I had a conversation with my best friend back then. I'm not gonna have her go and turn everybody against me like she turned that car. She can't even turn the car.
You know what? She's not doing that. Am I against you? Is she against you? We are trying to get you to look at, to take responsibility for your side of things. That's all. Oh, yeah? What would you like me to take responsibility for? You know what, Tamara? I'm good. You can hit the road. I'm good. So we are good? No, we're not good. So when I said I'm good, it doesn't mean we're good. It's the exact opposite. It's opposite day. So when I'm, guess what? We're not good. Say we are good? No, guess what? Opposite day is over. So when I say we're not good, we're still not good. And I'm saying, shut your fucking mouth.
Why is your mouth open?
It's opposite day.
God damn it. I can't even play this game with you.
Don't you understand? Well, I don't understand. Is it opposite day or not opposite day? It's opposite day in California, but since we're in London, the opposite day is over. Okay, it's time zones, bitch.
So Heather's like, wow, Jen's impressive. Never seen that. So then Shanna's like, well, I think that I'm wiped out.
I'm alcohol. Tamara, are you going to go land?
Tamara?
Okay, sorry. Stay quiet.
Wiped out? I thought it was the house that got wiped out. By a car, bitch.
So Emily's like, I am doing the non-poop dance and the don't poop your pants dance. And that's what I'm doing.
So Shannon's like, I'm nearly going to faint. Oh, God, we're all so tired. We need to go to bed. We have an early day tomorrow. And I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that someone can stick something into my butthole so I can poop. So let's get a good night's sleep. And we're going to go to the countryside tomorrow where we can say top of the morning to you. Ciao.
Jen's like, I could fall face first to my pasta, or you could eat it. Eat the pasta. Why do you still have that much left on your plate? I'm trying to stand you here, okay? So everybody goes to bed, and then Katie and Jen go back to their room, and Katie's like, God, do you really just want to sit there and listen to her yell and scream? She's like, no, I've already had my fair share. So then Katie's like, wow, this group of women is not for the weak. I mean, it's wind on the 18th course trying to get a hole in two. Know what I'm saying? Rough times out there.
Pun intended. So Jen is like, she's like, you know, she is throwing allegations at Ryan that are unacceptable and damaging to my family. And Katie's like, ugh, thank God my family hasn't been damaged by any allegations, right? Everything's fine over on my end. Oh, and you know what? You know, you looked so fucking hot telling her how you felt. You really did. And
then over at Heather and Tamara's place, Heather's pouring some champagne and she's like, so are we doing this or are we having a glass of wine downstairs?
I have glass here. You never know when you're going to get drunk, run over.
And then back in Shannon's room, she's talking to Emily and Emily has a big pomegranate half and she's like, did you see this? And she arranges it like a carrot. Like with a dick and balls next to Shannon. And she's like,
I was like,
are those the size of Travis's balls? I'm trying, girls. I'm really trying.
By the way, who puts pomegranate halves or just has pomegranates anywhere even close to a whole bunch of white bed sheets? What is wrong with this lady? Sometimes I do not understand Emily's thoughts. You know, Emily has grown on me quite a bit, but the moment you bring a leaky ass pomegranate near some white linens, you're going to lose me.
She doesn't care. She doesn't have to clean it. And that's Emily in a nutshell, buddy. So then they start joking about how Travis's balls get really big when they're full of spermatozoa. And Shanna's like, is that true? She goes, I don't know. I think so. But they're huge. They're huge. So Shanna's like, you know, this has been so fun and lighthearted. Let's talk about how more I've been victimized tonight, ladies. She's like, oh, God. Okay. Really cruel. It has been so cruel. It has been so hurtful.
Want to release? You should squeeze a pomegranate.
You know what? I do want to release, but I don't want to squeeze an avatar for Travis's balls. I just want to say that I can't tell you how grateful I am for both of your assistants. When you two ambled on to our little show so many years ago, and I thought, what are these two accountants doing here? And they're like, you're not accountants. And I said, really? Because they are just about as interesting as they are. And they said, don't be like that. They're your new castmates. And I said, you got to be kidding me. These are not our castmates. And then you stayed season after season after season. And I thought, what are they still doing here? I couldn't believe it. And I said, I just don't want to talk to these women ever in my life. But it turns out that when you lose all your friends, you two really step up to the plate. And I just have to say, thank you for being people I can talk to and not truly respect, but for right now, have communications with. Thank you so
much. You two are like lettuce in a fridge. I never want to eat it, but when there's absolutely nothing else, I look at it and I put it on a plate and I think, do I really want this? And then I ordered McDonald's from DoorDash. I forgot what we were talking about, but thanks for being here, ladies.
You're like the can of chickpeas in the back of the cupboard. And I say, well, I should have a healthy dinner. I can always have those chickpeas. But then there's always something more fun to eat. But then eventually you get around to those chickpeas and you realize these were actually pretty good. And to that, ladies, tonight, you are not just chickpeas. You are garbanzos. Welcome.
So in the other room, Heather's like, okay, now listen. You need to talk to Jen, Tamara. You need to do it the right way and say I'm sorry and not scream and call people drunks. And Tamara's like,
okay, if I have the opportunity ever again, I will.
She goes, okay, I'm glad we talked about that. Because can I tell you something else? I was jumping out of my fucking skin. I did not look at Katie once tonight. I mean, gross.
Gross. Kobe. She does like a little basketball. So Heather's like, and you know what? It involves all the kids. It's fucking messy. I'm not going to give a shit about it. It's Shanna's trip. She's excited. We're going to have a nice day tomorrow. Because you know what? The last thing I want to do is ruin Shannon's birthday, which is exactly why I'm going to pull her to the side in the middle of her birthday celebration and get her very agitated.
Call her a liar. So then we go back to Shannon and she's like,
oh God, and the shit that Tamara brought up. Really, 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 Tamara. Really? Really? Well, I'm not going to walk on eggshells anymore. I've had this conversation before. And Gina said, well, keep my distance because I don't know what she would do coming after me. Well, is she going to go into Travis's divorce shit and bring that stuff up too? And
almost on cue, we go back to Tamara saying,
and I bet you want to hear about this, Heather. Shannon called me before last year, right before the reunion, said, you need to get Taylor Armstrong's husband involved. He's an attorney, and we need to find out. We need to find out if Gina pushed Travis down the stairs.
Heather goes, what?
I'm telling you, this episode has everything. So Tamara goes, there was an article, and I remember this because this is like one of those headlines that sort of circulated into our podcast now and then. Like, isn't there a story about Gina pushing Travis down the stairs? So Tamara goes,
never get answers for it, but it's such a fascinating story. It's like, is that why she, and that was the talk at the time, was like, is that why she quit drinking? Because it got so violent over there that she pushed him down the stairs? Like, what is going on over there?
And the best part is OC has been on long enough that this is the second did someone push someone down the stairs rumor that's been on the show. The first
Kelly and her mother. Yes, Kelly and her mother. And although I don't think that one was ever just.
I don't think that was true.
You don't think it was true?
No, I don't think so. But I just think it's funny that this is a rumor that's like, what is this? Like the Dolores Claiborne cast? So Tamara's like,
There was an article that came out. Shannon asked John, can you dig this information up? See if there's legal papers. And Taylor ended up calling Shannon and said, John doesn't do stuff like this. And also, I know billionaires. And then Shannon said, well, that's very nice. That has nothing to do with what I'm asking
about. Know any billionaires? Do you know any billionaires that do this? That'd be great. And that's when she contacted Elon Musk and asked him to investigate Shannon pushing Travis down the stairs, bitch.
So we see the headline, Orange County's Gina Kirshenhider accused of pushing boyfriend Travis down the stairs during a fight by his ex and putting kids in constant fear as he files police reports.
Yeah, yikes. My gosh.
So Heather goes, that happened? And Tamara's like, yeah, Shannon mentioned it a couple of times. So now we go back to Gina and Shannon and Emily. And Gina's like,
you know what? I said Tamara. You have to understand, when you do something like this, I am not worried that you would do this to someone else, myself included.
And Heather's like, Let me go to Heather. Are you going to tell Gina? And Tamara's like,
I don't want to hurt Gina, but you're dancing with the devil. She should know. This is what you're dealing with. This is your good friend, Nat, Gina.
It's a public service announcement, Dad.
So Heather's like, listen, get a good night's sleep so we can ruin people's lives with energy.
It's like, that's good to be.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Have you ever wondered who created that bottle of sriracha that's living in your fridge? Or why nearly every house in America has at least one game of Monopoly? Introducing the best idea yet, a brand new podcast from Wondery and T-Boy about the surprising origin stories of the products you're obsessed with and the bold risk takers who brought them to life. Like, did you know that Super Mario, the best-selling video game character of all time, only exists because Nintendo couldn't get the rights to Popeye? Or Jack, that the idea for the McDonald's Happy Meal first came from a mom in Guatemala? From Pez dispensers to Levi's 501s to Air Jordans, discover the surprising stories of the most viral products. Plus, we guarantee that after listening, you're going to dominate your next dinner party. So follow the best idea yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the best idea yet early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. It's just the best idea yet.
In a quiet suburb, a community is shattered by the death of a beloved wife and mother. But this tragic loss of life quickly turns into something even darker. Her husband had tried to hire a hitman on the dark web to kill her. And she wasn't the only target. Because buried in the depths of the internet is The Kill List, a cache of chilling documents containing names, photos, addresses, and specific instructions for people's murders. This podcast is the true story of how I ended up in a race against time to warn those whose lives were in danger. And it turns out convincing a total stranger someone wants them dead is not easy. Follow Kill List on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Kill List and more Exhibit C true crime shows like Morbid early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Check out Exhibit C in the Wondery app for all your true crime listening.
So then the next day, everyone's getting ready to go and getting dressed, et cetera, et cetera. And then Emily comes up to Shannon and she's like, did you sleep okay? You were so emotional.
Well, it's so much. I had a dream. And in the dream, I was being victimized. And I woke up and I realized it's not a dream. It's not a dream. It's not a dream. Am I awake right now? Why am I so hurt?
You're awake.
Ouch.
Oh, I thought I was dreaming that I would actually wake up in the morning and be happy to see Emily Simpson, but I guess it's just a waking nightmare.
So we see. So Shannon,
I woke up and I just saw undressed iceberg. Thanks for being here, Emily.
Oh, Titanic makes so much more sense. Iceberg straight ahead.
So now we have an Inception moment. Because we get a flashback to the previous night. Because Shannon's saying that she's annoyed with Heather. So flashback to the previous night. Emily and Gina are telling Shannon that Heather told the whole group about the conversation in Sonoma that Shannon and Heather had. And then we get, as our note taker Nadine says, a flashback within a flashback. So now we're in level two of our Inception. And we see Heather saying, gather round, ladies. Actress speaking. In Sonoma, Shannon told me that she believes that John heard the crash. She showed me her text messages. She gave me a timeline, how it's impossible for him not to have heard the crash. And everyone's like, oh. And then we come back to the initial level one flashback, and Shannon's like, are you kidding me? And then we come back to present, and Shannon's like, are you kidding me?
I'm going to just table this so we can enjoy the rest of the trip. That has been horrible for me.
So then now they're all in the Sprinter van and they're going to do the separate tours kind of thing. The first van is Emily, Tamara, and Heather. So Emily's like, I don't like to sit on the inside. Hey, can we see Windsor Castle? Are we going to take a tour? I just want to see what it's like to poop there.
Now the other women get into Sprinter van and Shannon's like, you guys, I had a really major stomach pain. Is it cramped? Do you feel bad? She's like, yes, I do feel bad. Wow, it's so bad. I'm saying bad. And Katie's like, well, you know, it does come in waves.
like my
you
personality.
Fought? Give me a thing. Oh, sorry about that. Say it again.
I was just self-dissing myself. I said it comes in waves, like my personality.
Oh, I'm glad we paused for that. That was funny. Okay. Hey, Shannon, pull my finger.
Yeah. Okay, I'm pulling it.
I didn't fart. Can you fart? Let me pull your finger. Pull. Ow. I'm being victimized.
I have sudden onset arthritis. Thank you very much, Gina Kirschner-Schneider.
So then she's like, she's nauseous. So they're like, you know what? She's like, I can't do this.
I need an enema.
I need to go upstairs. So she goes weeping back into the hotel. Like, I just think I can't do this.
Oh God, hello, etiquette lady. I'm just crying because I haven't shat in 5 days. Okay. Take me to my room. Give me an enema.
The etiquette lady is packing her boxes because she's been fired.
She's like, when you administer an enema, please keep it in your left hand and keep it in your left hand.
It's like the pain. I need an enema. They just shoot it up, and then you go right. It goes right away.
And so then it's been 3 days since Shannon's last poop. I wish we got that as a chyron on the screen. 3 days since Shannon's last poop.
I know. Where's David Bedore's finger when you need it? So
I know the one thing that man was good for: removing emotional debris from an anal canal.
That's right. So Shannon's like, oh my God, I'm so fucking embarrassed. I mean, Shannon, why didn't you bring your little portable colonoscopy? Well, not colon cleaning thing, whatever it was, not a colonoscopy. But so now the other women have arrived in Windsor, which is outside of London, and they're walking around like, oh my God, this is so cute. And then they're like, they decide to do an Abbey Road kind of thing. They're like, Heather's like, excuse me, British Alfredo, could you take a photo of us? We're going to pretend like we are workers on a street. It's like, no, it's Abbey Road. It's the Beatles. I don't know who those are, but it's going to be a fun photo.
They ask Tamara if she knows who the Beatles are. She's like,
yeah, I know the Beatles. They're stupid, small, ugly boys. Squash them. Sometimes they smell bad. Sometimes you can go up to them. They start rolling up into a little ball, trying to run away from you. I say, you're not going to get away from me, stupid little Beatle. And I squash them anyway.
Those are roly-polies.
whatever.
Yeah, but there's John Lennon, it's Ringo Starr, Elton John, Adam Levine, the lead singer from Creed. Who else? I don't know.
So
when she said Elton John, what an absolute dope.
I know. So they take pictures. I also, for some reason, I thought this was very amusing to me. This was so Heather. They walk, but there's some swans. Swans are the Heather DeBros of birds, we all know. And these kids are throwing bread at these swans. And Heather walks up to the children and goes, oh, that's cute. Where'd you get the bread? And the kid's like, you can have the bread if you want. Thank you so much. I wish there was a camera close-up because you know when Heather said, where did you get the bread? Her eyes turned black and she looked into their souls like, take the bread. We're going to go.
I think she's like, where did you get the bread so I can report it to the police?
I also love that these ladies are so carb adverse, they don't even understand the concept of where one would even get bread. Where does one buy bread in a town?
Mother, we saw a scary old lady at the swan pond. Please, mother, hug me.
Please take our bread. So then she goes, oh, look, donuts. Let's get a donut. And I was like, you're not going to eat a donut. Shut up. This is so true. I love the Heather Dubrow trying to be relatable scenes where she's like, look at me wanting bread and donuts with humans. We are on a street.
You know, I never made my Syracuse University dream of having an all-female version of Les Miserables come true, but me taking this bread from a child is about as close as I'll get to Jean Valjean.
20601, am I right? So then, back with Gina and Katie, they're waiting for... Now, this is also the second time we've watched someone get an enema on camera. Actually, the third, because the first was Shannon with her emotional debris in the bathroom when David had to stick his finger up her butt. And then we got Jen last season when Shannon was coming out with her own enema and she wanted... she wanted that whole thing figured out. And then this one. So is that three, yeah, or have we had more? I feel like we've actually probably had.
We can give an honorary one to Reza and MJ for sticking tubes up their butts. And also,
no, I mean on this show.
I know. I'm just giving them an honorary one. Okay. I also, by the way, for some reason, something that drove me nuts was when they were walking around town. Going back to that for 1 second, when Tamara looks at Windsor Castle and goes, "Windsor Castle, who lives there?" I'm like, it's the whole reason why you're going there. It's where the royals live, you dumb fuck. How are you walking around Windsor not know what's like? Why? Don't you understand? That's why you're there.
Yeah. It's sad. I don't even have anything to add.
I'm so outraged. I called her a dumb fuck. Of all the things Tamara has done, this is the thing that broke me.
So the other girls are doing an enema, and Katie's like, "I gotta say, it's not the first time I've not only brought enemas to a friend, but I've also, oh no, this is the first time I've brought enemas to a friend and also offered to administer them." And Shannon's like, "I think I got it all up. I got it all up." They're like, "Okay, great. Thanks for the update."
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Achoo. Okay, it came out. It all came out.
So amazing. we go from her pooping out her hole to the ladies eating donuts, which was not lost on me. And so they're eating their donuts, and then they sit on some benches, and Emily's like, "Okay, so Gina told me that you had a conversation about the thing that has to do with my children, and that has to do with Katie, and now we have a flashback." Did you be like, "Oh my God, like it was actually kind of bad. Like Tamara brought up the incident with Callie baby, when Callie babysat your kids, and Heather was like really upset when she told her, and like Heather started to cry. And by started to cry, she started to throw glassware at workers, which is her version of crying."
"It was so sad. I felt so bad. Are you a real man?"
"Stop with the Cat in the Hat shit. I'm really distraught."
"Sorry."
So Emily basically is like, "I was never going to bring this up. She's just going to let it be," which is what it should have been. But now she's like, "You know, she said that the boy..." Oh, sorry. We go to Heather. And she goes like, "You know, she said that the boy said something like, oh, how horrible Heather is. Heather is so scary. If I were holding a loaf of bread, I would just give it to Heather just to get out of her face." I mean, I don't know what the kids these
days. I don't think they said that.
Well, they also said, you know, even though she's an award-winning, fantastic, amazing actress who we admire greatly.
Well, they definitely didn't say that.
Hey,
sorry. But look, I don't talk about adult material in front of my children, and I would never talk about you negatively in front of my children. Oh, bullshit. Every mother comes home and goes, "You know what? You know who's a real bitch? Heather. Heather really fucked it up today. I'm going to kill her. And you're not hanging out with her daughter either, that little slut."
"I am like so fucking upset." She's like, "You know, my kids didn't say that. Like, and if for some reason they did, why would they repeat something two little boys said when your daughter was babysitting them?" Which is, that's sort of a fair point too. So Heather's like, she's like, "I just find it so incredibly disturbing. Isn't it odd that Katie has some connection here? It feels hinky." So
yeah, Emily, but also you're an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, is it so crazy that someone says Heather is mean? Is this your first time ever hearing that you're mean, Heather? You're literally mean. Everybody knows you're mean. Your husband, just go back to two episodes ago where Terry is like, "It takes 10 times to apologize to you." The first time, then the second time, then the third
"Do
time.
Not admonish me.
You're mean. Everybody knows you're mean. Stop crying like it's new news. Okay.
We'll adjudicate this later." So Emily is, you know, Emily's pissed. And because she's also pissed because it's also implying that Emily was talking shit in front of her kids and that makes her a shitty parent. And she also feels like her boys are being thrown under the bus. And she's now also being put into a position where she like now had like where it's an issue. It's like, but Tamara is the one who really put this out front, right? Yeah. So even though Katie does not off the hook, Katie deserves some blame too. But Heather is like, "This, you know what? That is a planted bullshit story to try to attack my character. And even though, you know, I am a very good character actress, I don't want my character to be attacked. So you know what? She fucked with the wrong Marine," which was a character I once auditioned for on CBS. Unfortunately, I did not get onto the NCIS, but it was a lovely experience, and the producer said they would love to have me in the future.
So then back with the hotel, Shannon poops. So she's like, I did it! And they're like, whoa, yay! So then back to Heather. She goes, okay, let's talk turkey. And Emily's like, okay, well, I got a text from Gina. Shannon got so sick. She did an enema, but now she pooped. Tamara's like,
oh, yeah, she probably did. She probably knew what she did was wrong, and there was going to be some retaliation.
And Emily's like, what? And Tamara goes,
Gina.
Oh, what has to do with Gina? Is it bad?
She goes, oh, it's not good. 6 months ago, Shannon was digging up some information to bring up at the reunion. So she contacted Taylor's husband, John, who's an attorney, to see if there's any legal information about Travis, Travis's ex-wife, and Gina. And it was going to be a smoking gun to bring it on to the reunion, bitch. It was awful.
Wait a minute, that's fucked up, because that has to do with her children. Like, this had to do with my children. Do you see what I'm saying? It's all fucked up. Okay, well, as her stepdad, it has to do with that. As a mother, her relationship, all wrong things.
So what's the goal? To win? I honestly wasn't listening. Once it was off me, I didn't really care anymore.
Heather, why is this a big deal? The kid said, we heard that Heather's mean. Emily didn't like you at the time. You were being mean to Emily at the time. So why is this something you need to cry over and have huge revenge over? I just don't understand why this is like, oh my God, children said I'm mean. You know who probably else said that? Every checker outer ever of any store that you've ever been to. Any driver. Okay, any hitchhiker who you've probably thrown a Diet Coke can at their head as you pass,
Richard Marks. So they all gather for a Sunday roast. They're all meeting in like a pub for a Sunday roast, and they sit down. Both groups are together. Shannon's not there just yet because she's recovering from her explosive enema situation, and so. they sit down and Gina goes to the bathroom, and all of a sudden it's like, all of a sudden everyone just hears Gina in the restaurant and you're,
I feel mean.
Like, what is that noise?
Hot dog.
And Gina comes out. She's like, oh my God, I thought it was the flusher. So I pulled on it. It was the fire alarm. I can't.
I thought, this is the weirdest toilet. Ring.
I wonder why her real estate deal went down.
And over here is the primary bedroom.
She like breaks a window.
Oh my God, I thought it was clear. I was opening a door.
So Gina's like,
so did you get my text message, Sheenan? Tamara? Because Sheenan got so sick, she needed to go upstairs. She was in so much pain. She goes, oh, really? Did she have the flu or what? Oh, wow. Oh, Sheenan.
Some random, like, flu death.
Oh, yeah, she had the flu.
The big like, brain no. flu or what?
So Shannon comes in with that happy, fragile smile of hers, like, hello.
Sorry about that. I had to do an enema. I didn't want to do it yesterday because today's my birthday. So it's my favorite way to celebrate. Anyway, how's everything over here?
It's nothing like abdominal pain to celebrate another year income. Oh, yeah, do you have a boy or a girl? Actually, I had twins, and they're already too good to speak to their mother. So that's great.
It's so nice that we're celebrating my birthday here in this pub. Last time I went to a pub for my birthday, David Bedore ordered me food that had sugary sauce on it. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for that callback.
I'd like to thank everyone here for not respecting my dietary choices. Okay. Let's get to it.
So they order their food, and Shannon's like, so what did you guys do today? Was it fun? I'm sure there was nothing awful that was talked about. And Emily is like,
yeah, we walked around, you know, we fed swans, stole bread from children, you know, things like that, you know.
And by the way, the king's in the palace right now. Gina goes, oh my God, the king is here.
Katie's like, what? Is there a palace?
Where do you think he would be? Where would he normally be? You guys. Come on.
He's seeing Harry Potter in the West End. So Heather is like, yes, because the flag is up. That's also what we do when Richard Marx is in the basement of our house. So Tamara is just to let Daisy know where he is.
Oh my God. Now they're talking about Shannon's like,
well, I was just talking about
are you annoyed, Shannon?
Well, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's hard to sit in the middle, but I was wondering if you're upset about something, because now she's like facing away from Heather.
Me, yeah.
Yeah, she's facing away from her. And she's like, oh,
well, do you want to talk? Can we talk?
She goes, sure. Should I take my drink?
No, I guess. I'm like, what am
I? I don't know what sort of outrageous requests we're going to be making, but apparently if you want to take your drink, you can take your drink.
So,
my waiter now, did you want me to take it? Jesus Christ.
So they head outside. And meanwhile, Jen, they're all like, what's happening? So they sit down outside and Shannon's, they have blankets. They have blankets that they wrap. It's cold outside. They have blankets that they have wrapped. And Jenna goes, is this washed? I didn't even pick up on it. Is this blanket washed? I was like, I don't know. Well, what's going on?
Oh, well, I spoke to Emily and Gina last night. When we got back to our room, when I was in Sonoma, it was a big decision for me to come and talk to you privately on camera for America. And when we first got together, you know, we said we're going to build trust. And I thought this would be the perfect person for me to talk to. And I came to you. And, you know, what's upsetting is that, like, you know, I showed you this photo of me. And then the girls told me that night when I went up to my room, you sat there and you told the entire group the whole story, and I don't understand. You know, like, how could you sit there and tell the entire group?
Should I respond now?
That's Heather. Like, Heather always wonders why she comes off as an asshole, or I imagine she does. And it's like, it's because of this. When someone's explaining to you what their beef is, and you say, you should say, got it. I totally understand. Not like, is it my turn? My line?
I am down. Well, I find this all a little bullshitty. First of all, I don't remember you saying don't repeat this. And then we see a flashback to Shannon going,
I don't want other people knowing. Please, whatever you do.
Please don't tell anyone.
I beg you.
This will not go to the group. Don't you worry. Actors pledge. So, Heather's the whole thing is like, listen, I'd already heard the story, so I thought this was like public, you know, which I think is like still not, I don't think it really works that way, you know.
Yeah, and I think she's also like, you said it on camera, Shannon, like everybody's gonna know anyway. It's not like it was some real secret. It was a TV secret, okay? You were telling me because you wanted, because before she was saying I feel used, right? She's saying you told me that, which made me feel used. Yeah. Implying that Shannon only told her that because she wanted her to bring it up on camera. But now her argument is, but you never told me it was a secret anyway, so that's why I did it. So which is it, Heather?
It's a flimsy case on Heather's part. And so Shannon is just like, you know, like, I, you know, like, you know, I thought like that night. Well, and then Shannon also starts to lean into it. She goes, you know what? I didn't feel any compassion from you either. I thought that night you would come up to me and say, are you okay? Are you okay? Do you want to cry again? And Heather's like, I was so worried for you. Are you out of your mind? Don't say that.
But you didn't ask me if I was okay.
That's bullshit.
Well, I feel like this is a big spin job. And I'll tell you, when I heard you on Jeff Lewis, I thought you're controlling your narrative. That's what you do. You did it years ago when David had cheated on you and you didn't want to bring it up with everyone. Let me wave my hand dismissively at you.
And here it all comes.
Well, I was trying to save my marriage. Yes. Ow, 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 what are you doing? What, are you throwing bread at me?
Sorry, I got to use up this loaf.
I stole some from children today, and I have to do something with it.
Are you serious, Heather?
Yes, well, listen, you dripped out information when you want to drip it and when it's convenient for you. That's how you did it with David. I mean, and she tells us, we all knew David was having an affair and I wasn't going to blow up her family on television. But now that it's blown up, you know, may as well swirl around a few ashes. Who cares?
So now we get in the Wayback Machine and go, we are going 10 years back to air out the grudge. So we go to the pivotal scene where Shannon is yelling at Heather. And if people remember this season, it was Tamara who had actually stirred up all this shit. I mean, Heather had that was a terrible season for Heather too. She was really a villain that season. But Tamara had stirred up all this shit about Shannon's marriage. She had gone and told everyone, and Heather fell for it, and then Heather took the whole fall. But we now have this whole thing where Shannon's yelling at Heather for sending some sort of email or whatever it was for spreading gossip that David's been having an affair.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And Vicky too. Wasn't Vicky kind of part of that too?
It was, I don't remember, because I think actually Vicky and Shannon were friends that season. But I think I remember Tamara and Heather were working together, and Tamara was really awful to Shannon, which is why it was so shocking the next season that Shannon became like really close with Tamara.
Oh, okay.
And remained close with her for many years.
Yeah. So then Heather's like, I don't want to be a part of this. And now Shannon's made me a part of this. And now I'm irritated. And so then this is back to real life for the flashback?
Back to present. Yeah, back to present.
Okay. So Gina's, so then back with the other girls, Tamara's like,
I was up all night long because I was so upset. And I thought, what was Shannon's motivation? It was to turn Jen against me.
Gina's like, listen, I'll be honest. I think Shannon owes you an apology too. She does. Like, well, you're such a flip-flopper.
Yeah. And Tamara's like,
well, Gina, if I tell you Shannon dug up information about you and consulted an attorney to find out if you threw shit Travis down the stairs, would you be upset about that?
Like, she says it so seriously. She says casually. It actually very slowly and seriously, because you don't really know where the sentence is going.
You sort of do, but
well, did that happen? Tamara, did it happen? I mean, what are you doing? Tamara, if you're going to say something, just goddamn.
Gina goes,
is that what happened? And she goes, yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. It's stupid. What do you think? It was just a hypothetical.
And so Gina's like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, Gina basically says, like, you know, Travis's ex is a terrible person and is telling lies and says that this, basically saying this all came from, like, the ex. The story came from the ex and it's a whole lie. And she says that the ex told bloggers that Gina beat up Travis, threw him down the stairs. And this is why she's really separated her home. I think it's because she was like, I don't want to be accused of beating you up and throwing you down the stairs. So I'm going to be in a physically separate place from you, and I cannot be accused of this anymore. I'm assuming that's what she means by that.
Yeah, because this lady's, I guess, crazy and trying to ruin everything, you know? So then Tamara goes to Gina, and she goes to her side of the table, and she's like,
I'm only telling you this because you schooled me all day long. Do the right thing with Jen. You shouldn't have done that. But you said something to me that really hurt my feelings. You said, how do I know you're not going to dig up information on me? Well, I'm not going to dig up information on you. Your friend Shannon will. And that's who dug up information about you pushing Travis down the stairs.
She didn't dig it up. It was something that was in the blogs already. She didn't put it in the blogs. She read the blogs and said, oh my God, what's going on with this shit?
But she wanted to know, she wanted to get information, like if there was any court filings or whatever that she was going to bring up. You know, like she was, because remember, she and Shannon and Gina were beefing about like Child Protective Services. So this was going to be Shannon's way of getting back. But amazingly,
and she didn't do it.
She didn't, but amazingly, Gina does not fall for this tactic. Gina sees through it and sees what Tamara's trying to do. And she's actually more disgusted that Tamara would air this on the show to try to court Gina and pit Gina against Shannon than she is about whatever Shannon may or may not have done. So Gina is actually really, really turned off by this.
Yeah, and she's like,
yeah, Shannon tried to come in between me and Jen because she knew we're in a good spot. And she's like, you know what? Like, it's like you're collateral damage in their situation.
And Emily's like, well, so are you now.
Gina's like, yeah, so am I. And this is all about you and Shannon, these conversations.
I know, because they're both evil. And they're like, so what are we supposed to do? You've both been evil and you're both going to stay evil. Like, why are we even in this, you know? Just be evil together and leave us out of it.
Gina was surprisingly sharp in this episode. You know, I shat on Gina all last episode. I was really anti-Gina, but I have to give her props. She was really on the ball this time around. See, so the pendulum swings, and, you know, I'm like, actually, like, good for you, Gina. So Shannon and Heather walk back inside, because they're basically like, because Heather basically says to Shannon, like, look, I did not think this was a private thing, and I apologize for breaking your trust. Do you accept my apology? I love how angry she is when she apologizes. She's like, yeah, it's fine. It's just, it's freezing. And I don't know if it's the weather or just your personality, but I need to get into some warmth.
So then they go back inside, and Gina goes, well, I'm pissed, Tamara, but I'm pissed at you for not telling me in the first place. And Tamara goes, oh my God, I told you she'd blame me at the end. But it's complicated, you know? And now we have a problem, Shannon. She goes, oh God, well, what is it? What is it? May I be victimized one more time before I even have a salad? She told me that you were trying to dig up information about Travis. She goes, who? Travis.
I'm not familiar.
Randy? Remember?
Travis? Is that like... Randy Travis? Are you talking about Nancy? Nancy Travis? She's very good. Very talented actress.
She doesn't even know what you're talking about.
with Taylor's husband? She goes, yeah, there was a text message. This song about it. She goes, oh my God, Tamara, you are so involved in that. You're the one who told me the story.
Then Tamara tells us,
when the article came out in June of 2022, I wasn't even in this group. Shannon was not speaking to me when this information came out, so how could I have even told Shannon, bitch? Fine.
Then how would you have known? Then why would she have asked? Oh, because she asked Taylor, and Taylor told Tamara. Okay, I see.
Or maybe Tamara talked about it on the podcast, and Shannon heard, oh, who knows? So, I mean, their relationship, I think we've always known they've had a toxic relationship, but this episode is really exposing just how fucked up their friendship is. It's fascinating. So, Chan's like, blame me. You know what? Happy birthday to me. My gift that I would like to receive from all of you is blame. Just blame me. No, honestly, I actually really like that. I would be really upset if I didn't get blamed for something on my birthday.
I am so fucking tired of you lying about me. Day 4 of my fucking trip. Tamara Judge is calling me a liar again. Well, guess what? I'm going home now.
She walks out again. Is there been an episode that Shannon has not walked out? I'm cracking up. So she's like, stop it. And Taylor says, Tamara's like,
I spoke to Taylor on the phone last night. She confirmed it all and started Westboro.
Okay, you know what? Stop.
And Kitty's like, Has there ever been a dinner with this group of women that's been pleasant? So it's crying, laughing, FBI. Like FBI gets thrown in, like an emotion.
So
Gina's like, I don't deserve this. Jen doesn't deserve this. Travis doesn't deserve this. Ryan doesn't deserve this. Hot dogs don't deserve this. This gotta stop here. I don't want to hear it ever again.
Shannon's like, oh, what the fuck kind of person are you panning me out to be? My purpose in bringing it up to her, number one, was to clear my name that you're the one who investigates everybody.
Bullshit! You know what? Get your face the fuck away from me. Oh, what are you gonna do? Hit me?
I'm like, oh God, wow, Tamara going for, she's like, I want my trailer moment. Let's do a trailer moment. Let's both stand up and rattle some glasses. It'll be in the trailer. Everyone's gonna love it, Shannon.
And I'm like, oh, she's God, got it twice in an episode. The first one was,
what are you gonna do? Send a hitman after me?
And now it's like, what are you going to do? Hit me? Tamara's just always like, what are you going to do, huh? So Tamara's like, oh, yeah, you did it to interrupt our friendship because you knew exactly what you were doing. Oh, and what did you do at Katie's party? And Katie's like, you said ask Jen and Ryan about the FBI.
So we see a flashback of Tamara saying, like, ask about the FBI, bitch. So Tamara goes, I apologize.
Shannon goes, well, that's what you do, Tamara. You get super drunk and you say a bunch of shit and then you say, I'm sorry. Look how I turned the tables of drunkenness on you. Can we show the shot of Eddie staring at you while you were drinking? No? Okay, we'll just wait for later.
Oh, yeah, well, at least I didn't rent my car into a house.
What is this episode? So Shannon goes,
well, you hurt people when you do that. And I was also just walking Archie and a robot took over my car. And it was unfortunate, but it is just a statement about modern technology.
Oh, gosh. So then Jen's like, this girl doesn't even know how to be a friend. And then the server holds up a chocolate birthday cake. There's candles. They're lighting the candles and getting ready to come out. And Gina's like, everyone's acting like a fucking toddler.
Yeah, I'm out. I'll take an Uber or an Uber, whatever they call them here. Fucking out of here.
Don't bring children into this.
No, I said like fucking toddlers, not toddlers specifically. So Shannon...
Oh my storms. God, thank God, because I think I just heard those toddlers say Heather Dubrow's mean.
How dare you?
Stop saying that. Drake may be watching. So Shannon's like, I am done with this. So she storms out, and then the servers come out with a birthday cake. Shannon is exiting the front door. They're like, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the American. And they're like, oh God, Shannon's missing her cake. And Shannon goes, me walking out of this door, that is growth. It is also exactly what I've been doing for 10 years, but I will just call it growth.
I was going to say, you literally do it every episode. And Tamara's like, I'll take the cake. Happy birthday to me, bitches.
And then she blows her bitch 19 all over it so nobody can eat it in peace.
It is like that was a breathless episode. That was scene after scene after scene, like the dirt they were digging up. It was wild. I couldn't believe it. That should be a Hall of Fame episode for both Orange County and Bravo. Yeah.
Fantastic season. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. You want the videos? We're on Patreon. Don't forget to sign up for Patreon before everything changes next week and get your prices locked in now. And we'll talk to you next time, okay?
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
We're fanning out for Bethany Fannin.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Ringing the Funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
Let's Give a Kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Let's Get Feely with Maggie Sheely.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger with out the Berg.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're Taking the Gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.